What's going on, everybody? It's King here, and I want to welcome you all back to the Planet Fail podcast. Today, I really want to talk about something that's really changed my life, both in my personal life and my business life. And this thing is what I'm doing right now, podcasting. So today, I really wanted to give you the three reasons why podcasting will accelerate the growth of your business. If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail. I want to be completely honest with you and tell you that my view on podcasting was never always like this. In the beginning, I would have my doubts with podcasting. I would question, why am I doing this? It doesn't really make me money. I don't even know is anybody interested in learning. And it's something that has changed as I continue creating more episodes and adding more value in doing so. So today I really want to share with you the top three reasons why I feel like podcasting will help you accelerate your growth in your business. So the first reason is podcasting helps you find clarity in who you are and what you stand for. So what I mean by this is by podcasting, you start to figure out what to say and what to share. And by doing so, that will help you find clarity in who you are and what you stand for. And it's something that I'm not going to lie, it's hard in the beginning. I struggled immensely when coming up with new ideas to talk about, new content to share. And just to be completely transparent with you, I would spend like 5 to 8 hours planning a 6-minute episode because number one, I was so self-conscious of what to say. Like, is that something I stood for? Is this something I want to share? And it was a struggle and I had to push through that struggle. But as I pushed through it, it was something that started to give me clarity of what I would like to share, what I would like to talk about. And I've learned more about myself than anything when it came to podcasting. In the beginning, I'll be the first to admit, not a lot of people are listening to you. And quite frankly, that's actually a good thing because you're not going to be very good. That's the not so secret I'm going to tell you. And it's something that if you even scroll back and check out my first 10 to 20 episodes, it was terrible. And it's something that I would never listen to, but I highly encourage you to listen to that because I don't even think I'm close to being perfect right now, but it's something that I know that I have improved a lot ever since I started. But not just that, as you start creating more content, you will start figuring out what you enjoy talking about. And that was something that was also very hard for me because I would come up with an idea, but I was like, do I have enough to share? And you would start experiencing imposter syndrome. Like, who am I to teach this? Who am I to share that? So what I did that helped me was to share about my learning experiences. Everything I've learned, I was like, how can I teach this? How can I share this to help others and prevent others from making the same mistakes I did? And as I kept doing that, I would actually continue to exercise my creativity and exercise the right part of my brain, which is responsible for being creative. And as I continued pushing myself to creating these podcast episodes, I would start seeing everything that happened to me, everything I've experienced in my day-to-day life as an opportunity to learn and an opportunity to try and share so other people didn't have to make the same mistakes. Or if it was a win, it was something that was positive in my life. Now I could share what worked with other people. And that way that they can gain value in not having to go through trial and error and figure it out. And the best part about this whole podcasting journey I've done is when I learn something and I force myself to teach it or share it on a podcast, it gives me an even deeper understanding of the lesson I learned. So by teaching it, it helps me understand. So I benefit more, I would say, than anybody else out of it because it takes a deeper understanding to be able to teach or share about it after the fact. So as I'm sharing what I've learned and creating episodes based on the lessons I've learned, it really gives me a deeper understanding of the things I've learned than if I didn't share it. And the last part is it really helps you get over that whole self-consciousness. And this is something that really hits home to me because I feel like me and a lot of people I'm sure can resonate with this is worrying too much about what other people think. And by
me forcing myself to continue to push and create these episodes, it really allows me to be confident in my beliefs. And I don't really care anymore about if anybody agrees or disagrees with what I'm sharing. Because at the end of the day, this is what I've learned. This is what I stand for. And for the people who resonate with my message, I welcome them with open arms. But if you're not one of them, then hey, you don't have to tune into this episode. So honestly, podcasting is also a huge personal development journey. And for the people who have the balls to go forward and do it, I recommend it because you're doing it more for yourself than for anybody else. So the second reason why podcasting can accelerate the growth of your business is it is a platform for you to network and connect with other successful entrepreneurs. And this is something that I would be the first to attest this. By doing and conducting interviews, it allows you to reach people that you probably would not have a chance to reach because everybody likes to share about their expertise. And if you're interviewing them, that highlights them as an expert in whatever industry they're in. And I'll be the first to admit, I haven't done a lot of podcast interviews because my focus has been on the summit. But I've been interviewing different people on the summit and I've made relationships with other successful entrepreneurs all over the world. And it's been such an amazing journey. And by doing so, it has honestly connected me with more people because once you start building an authentic relationship with some of these people and you really share the same values, they start introducing you to other people. And that's something that has really helped me grow exponentially even in the last month. And I would love to continue to do more podcast interviews. As like I said, I just did one and it was the most amazing experience. And this was somebody that if I didn't have a podcast, if I didn't have a platform, I wouldn't have never had the chance to meet them and have a fruitful conversation and learn from these people. So you learn from them, but at the same time, if you interview someone that you really connect well with, they will introduce you to more people. And business is a people's game. The more people you know, the faster you grow because you can leverage what they've already built. You can leverage their knowledge, their expertise to learn from their mistakes as well. So by having a platform like a podcast, it really allows people to share about what they're good at and what their expertise at. And like I said, the most important thing is you learn from them and you are able to build a relationship with them. And yeah, you could do YouTube. Blogging, you can't really have guests on, but you can have YouTube, but YouTube's really video-based. So a lot of the times, you're going to have to be in the same location. Podcasting, nowadays, especially with the pandemic and everything, all interviews are conducted over Zoom. And because of the fact that it's audio-based, it allows you to reach a lot more people than if you were to do YouTube or something or anything video-based. So the third and final reason why podcasting will accelerate the growth of your business is that it allows you to build real and authentic relationships with your listeners. And this is something I can't stress more about. And this was something I struggled with in the beginning because I will have to be honest with all of you again that it's a long-term game. If you're in it for the money, then podcasting is definitely not for you. But if you're in it for the long-term game, it's something that could really help you build listeners and followers and an audience that resonate with your message and that really connect with you. And why that's important is if you're in business for the long term, what you're trying to build is authentic relationships with everybody who's listening to you. Because at the end of the day, you're not trying to speak to everyone through your podcast. What you're really trying to do is to speak to a very specific individual, somebody that understands your values, that resonate with your values, people that believe in what you do, because those are the people that will stay with you long term. It's like making friends. You want people who like you for who you are. And for the people that don't, that's okay too. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with this. And this was something I struggled with when I first started this podcast is I really want to please everybody. I want everybody to like me, but that's not going to happen. That's how the world works. You're going to have to acknowledge that not everybody will resonate with your message. Not everybody will resonate with your values and stand for who you are. And that's okay. And that's why it's so important to gain clarity for yourself is because the more you know who you are, what you stand for, what you're aiming for, the less affected you will be with all these things about having everybody like what you're sharing, having everybody follow you, because that's not going to happen. But by continuing to add value to people's lives and share your insights and helping people and have the whole give first mentality with no expectation of anything in return. If you're willing to do that, then when you have something that you really want to present to them, something you really want to sell, that's when they'll trust you because you spent all this time trying to build a authentic relationship with them. That the point is to add value first before you ever ask for anything. And that's why it's important. And on top of that, and it kind of relates to the second reason of networking, is you will have guests speak on your podcast, and the guests would probably have their own listeners already. And if they promote it, then that introduces you to their audience, or the other way around. But by having a podcast, you are now seen as a content creator. Then the more chances will come that you will be invited as a guest on somebody else's podcast. And that way you can share more about yourself and have new listeners listen to you. So this is something I'll be the first to admit that I don't know where it's going to go, because I've been getting more downloads. Like, it's still a small number every single day, but the fact that I'm getting downloads every day is the most promising thing. And my focus with this podcast isn't to make money off of it, isn't trying to sell something. What I really want to do is to share about my learning experiences, find different ways to add value to your life. And if I have something to offer, then I'll be the first to share it here, because my goal is not to make money. Money is important in any business, but the goal should always be, how can you provide value? And there will be instances where, like this podcast, where you're just providing value. But even if you're trying to sell a service or a product, the goal isn't to make money off of people. The goal, honestly, should always be trying to create different services, create different products that add value to people's lives. And if you focus on the right things, then the money will come. And I can't stress more about that, because the more you try and focus on the money, the harder it is for you to build a long-term business. And this is something that why I am so supportive and so gung-ho with podcasting, is because it gives you a platform to share with the listeners who you are. And that's something that you really need to believe in, because podcasting isn't for everybody. But for the people who are looking to provide value, for the people who are looking to build authentic relationships with their potential clients or customers, this is honestly the way to go. And it's, take it from me, it's something that I didn't believe in back then. It's something that I saw as a waste of time. And I'm admitting it to you because I really want you to understand that this wasn't always my view. But as I've been doing more of this, it's really changed my whole view on what podcasting should be. And this is one of the best ways to share your stories, be vulnerable, and connect with the people you're trying to talk to. So I hope you have found value in the three reasons why podcasting will help accelerate the growth of your business. And like I said, it's not going to be immediate growth. But as you keep putting content out there, as you keep adding value, as you keep networking, it will snowball. Like anything, the first bit is going to take some time for it to build momentum. That's all I have for you today. I hope that some of this resonates with you and you found value, and maybe this encourages you to start your own podcast. It's scary because the hardest person you have to fight is yourself. It's that self-doubt of like, who am I to share anything with anybody? I'm not an expert. What will people think of me? But at the end of the day, you are the only person that's holding you back. And that's something that I had to fight. But as I'm doing this, I can see myself feeling more confident in who I am and getting less and less affected by what other people think. So if you're willing to take that first step in faith, I promise you that you will benefit from this. But like I said, that's all I have for you today. I want to thank you for tuning into this episode of Plan to Fail. I really appreciate the support. And especially if you've gone to this part of this episode, you are a hardcore listener, and I really want to thank you for your time to listen to what I have to say today. And I hope to find new ways to keep providing insight, value, and inspiration for you. But until the next episode, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure, learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward.
This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at planetfail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.